KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. The latest Associated Press Iowa Boys High School basketball poll out this week. In Class 4A, Waukee is number one again this week with Ankeny Centennial, Dubuque Hempstead, Sioux City East, and Waterloo West, the top five. The second half of that top ten, Cedar Rapids Prairie, Cedar Falls, Iowa City West, Dowling Catholic, and Abraham Lincoln checks in at number 10 in this week's poll. In Class 3A, Davenport Assumption is top-rated. Carroll is ranked number two, with Dallas Center Grimes, Mount Vernon, and Winterset the top five. Harlan checks in at number six this week with Algona, Norwalk, Sergeant Bluff, Luton, and Pella. The rest of the top ten, Glenwood also among those receiving votes, but not quite getting into that top ten. In Class 2A this week, Beckman Catholic is number one. Trainer checks in at number two again this week, with North Lynn number three, West Sioux, and Comanche tied for fourth. Iowa City, Regina, Osage, Boyden Hall, Dyke, New Hartford, and Van Meter round out the top ten. Tri-Center also picked up a vote this week. In Class 1A, Remsen St. Mary's is top-ranked again this week, with Montezuma number two, Bishop Garrigan number three, Easton Valley is four, and West Fork is number five. Waco is number six. AHSTW at 8-0 on the season is at number seven once again this week. Janesville, Lake Mills, and Gladbrook Rhinebeck round out the top ten. Cam and East Mills also received votes but didn't quite get into this week's top ten list. In college basketball news, the Dayton Flyers are 10-2 after recovering from their second loss of the season. Ibby Watson scored 10 of his career-high 30 points in a 17-2 run that carried the 18th-ranked Flyers to an 81-53 rout of Grambling State. Watson had 15 points in the opening half of his first start, three off of his career-high. Rodney Chapman added 17 for Dayton, which played without point guard Jalen Crutcher after his head injury in Saturday's 78-76 overtime loss to Colorado. The only other top 25 game yesterday had Isaiah Stewart delivering 26 points and 13 rebounds as number 21 Washington got past Hawaii 72-61 in the Diamond Head Classic. The Huskies allowed just 22 first half points and held the Rainbow Warriors to 28% shooting for the game. Well, the single season record for most teams atop the Associated Press men's basketball poll is seven, set in the 1982-83 season. Gonzaga has just become the sixth to reach number one already in this season's poll, supplanting Kansas after they improved to 13-1. The Bulldogs picked up 54 of the 65 first-place votes, while number two Ohio State claimed nine. Third-ranked Louisville and number four Duke received one each. Kansas is fifth, followed by Oregon, Baylor, Auburn, Memphis, and Villanova. 13th-ranked Maryland, 16th-ranked Virginia, and number 19 Kentucky all fell out of the top 10. One newcomer to the poll this week, the Iowa Hawkeyes. Iowa cracks the poll at number 25 in this week's AP listings. A former Louisville basketball coach, Rick Pitino, has reached a settlement with Adidas. Pitino sued Adidas in October of 2017 in federal court, alleging the Oregon company deliberately ruined his reputation. He contended that Adidas outrageously conspired to funnel money to the family of a Louisville recruit without his knowledge and made it appear that he was aware of its practices. Neither side released terms of that settlement. In college football news, Central Florida won the Gasparilla Bowl as Richie Grant and Tremon Morris Brash had first quarter defensive touchdowns in the Knights' 48-25 rout of Marshall last night. Grant had a 39-yard interception return on Marshall's third play, while Morris Brash brought back a fumble 55 yards for a score to put UCF up 21-0. Dylan Gabriel was 14 of 24 passing for 260 yards, tossing two touchdown passes in the third period. He also ran for a touchdown later in that period to help Central Florida. Just one bowl game on today's schedule. That's the Hawaii Bowl. Wouldn't we all love to be there? BYU faces off against Hawaii in that contest at Aloha Stadium in Honolulu. BYU 7-5, Hawaii 9-5 coming into that contest. That's a 7 p.m. Central Time start this evening out on the island. Iowa will honor former coach Hayden Fry by removing the Tiger Hawk logo from their helmets in Friday's Holiday Bowl against USC. Fry died last week at the age of 90. He was responsible for introducing the logo prior to the 1979 season. It's now used by all Hawkeye athletic teams.
I talked to the family, and I think we all are in agreement. It would be a really nice thing just to take the Tiger Hawks off our helmet on both sides. And, you know, precedent was set. I think, you know, he did that twice during his time and was well-received by his children. So that's our plan right now. And then next year we'll do a commemorative patch. You know, it's just a big loss for everybody, I think, in the state of Iowa.
That's Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz. It's the third time both of the Tiger Hawks have been removed from a helmet for a football game. The first was November 2nd of 1991, the day after six lives were lost in a shooting on the UI campus. The second was the 1996 Alamo Bowl, when Diane Mitchell, the mother of Iowa linebacker Mark Mitchell, was killed in a car crash on the way to San Antonio, Texas. Fry was Iowa's head football coach from 1979 to 1998. He won three Big Ten Conference championships, took the Hawkeyes to 14 bowl games, and he introduced the Tiger Hawk logo to the athletics department, a logo that's become one of the most recognizable symbols in sports. Fry passed away 1 week ago today. The Hawkeyes will also honor former longtime athletic director Bump Elliott, who died in early December.
You know, we've had two big losses here, certainly in the past month, so we're going to recognize Coach Elliott with a sticker. We'll have that on the back of our helmet that's going to say Bump on it. And that was in the works a couple weeks ago.
Elliott was Iowa's director of athletics from 1970 to 91. He passed away December 7th at the age of 94. Elliott and Fry are both members of the College Football Hall of Fame. Fry is also a member of the Holiday Bowl Hall of Fame. We'll have that Holiday Bowl coming up for you Friday night here on KJAN. Iowa facing off against Southern Cal. That's a 5 o'clock pregame start time. 7 o'clock is kickoff, and you can hear more about that coming up Thursday night on the Holiday Bowl preview show. We'll air that at 6:30 Thursday evening. Well, the NFC playoff situation is much clearer following the Green Bay Packers' 23-10 win at Minnesota last night. That outcome gives the Packers the NFC North title and makes Matt LaFleur the 10th rookie coach in league history to have a 12-win season. Aaron Jones carried Green Bay's defense by rushing for 154 yards and two second-half touchdowns. Za'Darius Smith was the Packers' defensive standout with five tackles for loss. Kirk Cousins threw an interception and was sacked five times with a whopping 3.5 by Smith. Cousins is 0-9 in Monday night games. That outcome leaves the 10-5 Vikings with the sixth seed currently in the NFC playoffs. Seattle Seahawks could be reuniting with former star running back Marshawn Lynch. Coach Pete Carroll said during his radio show Monday that Lynch was on his way to Seattle to undergo a physical. Seattle is 11-4 and in desperate need of running backs after Chris Carson and C.J. Procise both suffered season-ending injuries in Sunday's 27-13 loss to Arizona. Carroll said reports are that Lynch is in good shape, but whether Seattle signs him will depend on the physical. Lynch has not played in more than a year. His last game was week 6 of last season with the Oakland Raiders before a core injury ended his season. A new book by former Chicago Tribune writer Ed Sherman details the history of the Big Ten Conference. The 352-page book traces the founding of the nation's oldest conference back to 1895, when seven schools met in Chicago to set some rules for the growing world of intercollegiate athletics.
You had guys who were maybe playing 8 years straight for a different school. You had some athletes playing on two or three different schools, obviously athletes who were getting paid. So they came up with these 12 rules. And the first rule was that an athlete had to be a student at the school.
Sherman says the Big Ten has been out front on numerous issues over the years. The most recent example was the formation of the Big Ten Network.
The Big Ten was the first to really have this relationship with a bowl where they sent their championship every year, and the Rose Bowl has been a huge part of the Big Ten. You look at the Big Ten and expansion with Penn State. I mean, they were the first conference to really start changing the, when Penn State was added to the Big Ten, it was the first domino to fall, causing the seismic shift in the map of college sports.
The book focuses on each of the current 14 members and former member of the University of Chicago and highlights some of the top performances. Sherman says one of those was Jesse Owens' feat at the 1935 Track and Field Championships in Ann Arbor.
Jesse Owens set four world records, which would be pretty good if he did four world records in like the course of a meet or a two-day meet. He set four world records in 45 minutes.
Sherman takes a look at the top athletes and coaches from all the schools, including Iowa Heisman Trophy winner Niall Kinnick.
I did not realize that the Big Ten starts every football game with a Niall Kinnick coin. I mean, that was one of the more surprising revelations, if not the biggest revelation that I had in the book, that there's a coin since, I think, the early 60s. Then the coin flip, they use a Niall Kinnick coin.
That book is now available. In baseball news, free agent second baseman Cesar Hernandez has agreed to a one-year, $625 million contract with the Cleveland Indians, pending a physical. Also, the Astros have signed catcher Martin Maldonado to a 2-year, $7 million contract. And the Royals have acquired right-hander Chance Adams from the Yankees for minor league infielder Christian Perez. The 25-year-old Adams spent last season with the Yankees' AAA squad, going 1-1 with a save and an 8.53 ERA for New York. Also, the Marlins and catcher Francisco Cervelli have agreed to a 1-year, $2 million contract pending a physical. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.